Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Airs LA are the copyright property of the original authors or publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. There's something new on Airs LA every day. Hi, I'm Patty Matson, and you're listening to Style and Substance. Today's article is from Reader's Digest's February-March 2026 edition on page 14, entitled World of Good, Life in These United States, by R.D. Readers. It took years, but I finally finished my family's genealogical tree and sent off binders containing the information to my extended family. But when I visited my mother, I was embarrassed to discover I'd sent her an incomplete set. "I'm sorry your set is missing some cousins," I said. "I'll send you a complete binder once I get home." "You already did," she said. "I just took out all the people I don't like." Houston, Texas. Stop leaving your children with their grandparents to babysit. I asked my nephew how old he was going to be, and he said, "If the Lord sees fit, 10 in November." From X. As a mom of two needy toddlers, I struggle to find a moment of privacy during the day. Recently, I found refuge in the bathroom. I was sitting quietly, enjoying a moment alone, when the door burst open. It was my 3-year-old.
"Oh, I'm sorry, Mommy," he said. "Do you want to be alone?"
"Yes, honey, that would be very nice," I said. With that, he walked into the bathroom and shut the door.
"There," he said. "No one can bother us."
Pengrove, California. Candace Lin, a Chinese language and cultural instructor, says that American names don't always translate well in China. See what some of our names mean when pronounced with Mandarin phonetics. Robin, running naked. Benson, god of dumb. Nicholas, you are so stingy. Isabella, the doctor got arrested. Martha, fried dough twist. From Upworthy. I was out for a walk in Manhattan when I noticed a man with a tail-wagging dog. I love dogs, and I wanted to pet this one, so I asked the man whether his dog was friendly. "Yes," he said, continuing on his way.
"But I'm not." From the New York Times.
I play in a senior softball league. After one game, a teammate and I were taking off our various leg wraps and muttering about how we never used to need these devices. "My knees got so bad I wasn't able to genuflect at Catholic Mass," I said. "But after months of exercise and figuring out how to wrap my legs, I'm now able to genuflect without any issue." My friend shrugged. It would have been easier to convert to Lutheranism.
Oakdale, Minnesota.
My friend is not the best listener. Case in point. I referred to the old proverb, "March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb." And he replied, "What? Did you not hear what I said, or did you not understand my meaning?" I asked. His reply,
"I didn't hear anything after Tiger." Cary, North Carolina.
Guys, my husband just cured my anxiety. He said, "Just don't worry about it." Oh my God, why have I never tried that before?
From Threads.
And last but not least,
oh, not that again.
Film buffs on Reddit insist these four movie cliches have got to go. When someone tries to figure out a password, they'll look around the room and be like, "Paris, her favorite city. That must be her password." And it works. No one says goodbye before they hang up. How do movie characters always know the conversation is over? How everyone being interviewed by the police at their job keeps working as though they couldn't be bothered to stop, you know? For a murder investigation?
That nobody seems to need to go to the bathroom.
Ever. Well, that wraps up Style and Substance for today, Tuesday, March 3rd, 2026. If you'd like to learn more about Airs LA, follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/AirsLA and be sure to click that like button. This podcast is solely for the use of the blind and print impaired. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. Make it a fantastic and fun week.